I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. If you live in L.A., I'm sure you've heard of the Edgemarsh Center for the Arts, where Michelle Danner is the artistic director. Michelle's an actress, director, and renowned acting coach for actors like Penelope Cruz, Michael Pena, Isla Fisher, and James Franco, just to name a few. In 2000, she and Larry Moss founded the center, which houses two huge theaters, an art gallery, and is home to great workshops taught by Brad Garrett and incredible casting directors like Sarah Finn, Lisa Beach, and Sarah Katzman. Michelle's currently finishing up directing duties on her second film, Hello, Herman. I talked to Michelle about the film, Edgemarsh, and what it's like to coach some of the biggest stars around. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Hey, every little click does help. And now, here's Michelle.
Where are you from originally?
I was born in New York, but when I was young, my dad worked for the William Morris Agency, and he became the president and opened their first offices in Europe, in Paris, in the 60s. So we moved to France.
Wow, nice.
And so I did my upbringing in France, and then I moved back to the States when I was 17, and then continued to live in the States, but travel a lot.
Very good. And then when did you come back?
I came back when I was 17.
Oh, wow. Cool. So when did you start to realize, you know, that that you liked coaching actors? I assume you were an actress first.
Yes, I was an actress. And I realized, well, you know, I was coaching actors in New York. And then when I came here, people kept asking me to work with them because I had good insight. And you know, when my phone started ringing at some point off the hook in the 90s, then I realized that I probably, you know, needed to, you know, just pick it and do it. So I focused on that for a while. And then I started to direct. And I started to direct theater, and now I'm directing film. And so it was a good, you know, it was a great segue, but I continued to teach because my classes are at the center of a lot of what I do. I have amazing classes that I teach at the Edgemarsh Center for the Arts.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm very fortunate to have, you know, a group of just incredible actors to work with.
So what is it about coaching actors that that you like?
Well, I love, you know, I've always been fascinated by what makes a great moment in acting. And, of course, if you're able to join many great moments together, then you come up with a great performance. So I have a fascination with that. I have a fascination with, you know, and then individually. I like to work, you know, very individually with people trying to, you know, get them to give the best of themselves. And I'm also fascinated with process. And good acting has to do with process. And so what kind of process, you know, one chooses to give themselves, depending on what kind of material they're working on, whether it's a movie or, you know, a television show or a play.
And what do you like better? Do you like acting or directing now that you're doing that, or coaching better?
You know, I always get asked that question. And I really like both. I mean, they're all different. You know, you can't compare them. I love acting still. You know, I know a lot of my friends have experienced success in acting, and they don't want to do it anymore for whatever reasons. You know, life takes you in many different directions. I don't feel that. I still love to act. I love, love, love directing because, you know, you get a chance to make a vision that's in your mind's eye come to reality. And so I love that. And I love teaching and coaching because you know, I get to work with really extraordinary people.
You've worked with Chris Rock and Penelope Cruz and Michael Pena and James Franco. So when you're working with people like that, what exactly is your role? I mean, do you go out on the set? And when you work with them, do you work with them prior to filming?
It depends who I work with. Some of these people I worked with a long time ago. Some people more recently. You know, it depends. I mean, I go on set, you know. And then I love to go on set. I learn. But I mostly people come to me, either at the theater or in my living room, and I help them to build a character. You know, I help them to script analyze the script. I help them to come up with something that, you know, is unique and exciting to play.
Are you, like, also on standby for these guys? Like, you know, if they have some sort of question, they can call you, like, 2 a.m. when they're filming?
You know, it's funny you should say that, but sometimes, yes.
Really?
I mean...
You're, like, dead asleep, and then somebody calls you? Help me.
You know, listen, I was teaching in Dubai, and a couple of people called me, and I coached them, you know, via Skype from Dubai.
Nice.
I've been known to do that.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yes, I've woken up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, I work with several people that are on, you know, different television shows. They're in makeup, and they call me and ask me things.
Now, when you're coaching, I guess, big-name actors like that, are the usual things you work on with them, or that they have a hard time with, the same things, because I'm an actor as well, the same things that I might have issues with? You know what I mean?
You know, well, it depends. Sometimes I'll work with an actor that's working on a character that's very difficult for them. You know, whatever, I'm working on something right now, but I don't want to talk about it because I'm working on it right now, but... Something that's just very, very difficult. Sometimes it can be a period piece. Sometimes it's a historical figure. Sometimes it's, you know, there's something that's very demanding. Someone that has an addiction. So it's very demanding gradations of sensory. Sometimes people, you know, have a hard time, are afraid of the big emotional scenes. And sometimes... actors, you know, want to particularize more, or all the scenes that are on their way to the big emotional scene,
uh-huh.
All the scenes that defend the climax. And so, you know, it depends. I think that what everybody shares, I always say this common denominator amongst actors is, you know, that everybody wants to do the best that they can do, and it's vulnerable to act. And that's the thing that I really, it's a big step to act. It's difficult. You have to expose something if you act well. And so it's not an easy craft. And by the same token, I also say, it's not brain surgery either. But it's something that is delicate. And you have to think about it and think about choices that would help the material, because you're always there to serve the story as an actor.
Yeah.
And so you want to find out what's the best way that you can serve the story.
And you've also been the acting coach on, like, films, like whole movies, the whole set. How does that work? Are you there the whole time and coaching everyone in the scene, or are you basically directing the scene, or how does that work?
You know, no. I mean, I don't direct. I work with the directors, and they ask me to work with the actors for something specific that they're looking for. I'm not crazy about ever doing, you know, the whole entire film, just because I don't have that, you know, I have my own schedule of classes and coaching, so I never take myself out of, you know, for that long. It's too long.
Yeah.
But I go, you know, for a week at the most, you know, mostly because also I have my own projects, you know, I direct. So, and you have to be very, very patient to be on somebody else's set.
So let's talk about Edgemar Center real quick. I heard such... just awesome things. I have a friend who has gone there, and she says just wonderful things. How did that start?
Well, I found the theater in the year 2000, and I walked in there, and I had a premonition that we should build something there. I tried to figure out how much it was going to cost. It was a big shock to find out that it was going to cost a lot of money, because I had this little fantasy of putting up curtains, and, you know, in fact, there were permits, and it put drywall and electricity and plumbing, and it's big. It's pretty big. So we did 2 theaters and an art gallery. So I raised $1.3 million in the year 2000.
Wow.
Yep, it was a big thing.
Yeah.
And we cut a ribbon, and we housed, you know, so the theater, we housed the acting studio at Edgemont, which is a lot of foundation of so many things that happen, which are all the acting classes, and we've got Brad Garrett right now that's teaching a comedy class with casting directors coming. You know, we have a lot of, there's a lot going on. Lisa Beach is one of the casting directors that's teaching right now. We have a faculty of teachers. But we have theater productions, and we have, the last 2 years we had a little boutique-y short film festival. We do outreach programs with seniors and with at-risk youth. We originate premieres and revive classics and musicals. And not revive musicals, we also, original musicals. Uh-huh. And so we have, this is really a true art center. And there's always something going on, and we have some very wonderful shows there. And, the facility is beautiful. It's designed, the complex is designed by Frank Gehry. Yeah, so it's really beautiful. And inside it's beautiful. The theaters are big and lots of creativity.
So now you are currently directing, or you're finished directing. This is your first film?
No, this is my second movie.
Second, okay.
My first film was called How to Go Out on a Date in Queens, with a great cast, Rob Estes and Jason Alexander, and Ron Perlman and Kimberly Williams and Allison Eastwood, and it was a very light romantic comedy. And this movie that I just finished shooting, that I'm in the editing room, it's a very provocative drama called Hello Herman, written by the son of Norman Mailer, John Buffalo Mailer. And it tackles, I've always been fascinated by the dark side of people, and it's about a reporter that goes to interview a kid that snapped and massacred his school, and now they want to televise his execution live. And so the journalist that goes into the maximum security prison to interview Herman is Norman Reedus. I don't know if you know Norman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's absolutely amazing. He gives a great performance, very riveting. And the kid that plays Herman is Garrett Backstrom, who's a young actor who shows so much promise, and he also gives quite an extraordinary performance, and the two of them have great chemistry. And the leading lady of the movie is Marta Higareda, who was in Street Kings with Keanu Reeves. She's very well known in Latin America and Mexico, which I just came back from on a vacation. I went to Cabo.
Nice.
I came back yesterday. And then I have a great supporting cast, Andy Smith McPhee. I don't know if you know who he is. He plays the Osama bin Laden of the white supremacists in the movie.
Oh.
If you want to see a teaser trailer, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
There's two of them. One is the newest one. And then there's Rob Estes also, who I love, who's a good friend of mine. He's a favorite. He came to play an awesome part in the movie. And so there's Christine Dunford and Brian Drillinger. And so I have a group of actors, a community of actors that I love to cast, and I've cast a lot of my students in the movie. And I'm in the editing process right now.
So how did this movie, were you actively looking for another film to direct?
Well, I have a folder of many movies that I'd like to direct. But this, I always read a lot, and I always, I'm always looking for, and this spoke to me. I'm a mom, and probably that's the reason why I wanted to make this movie. It's about connection and about really, what happens if we don't, what's going to happen with our youth if we don't have these conversations. So I'm really hoping that the scenes that run through the movie will spark a lot of debate amongst, youth and parents. And so, I was really driven to do this because of what the subject matter was.
And what was the casting process like for you? I mean, you know probably a million and one actors. Did you actually hire a casting director? Did you do most of it?
No, neither one of my movies. I mean, my first movie, I basically picked up the phone and cast myself, although I did have a casting director. In this second movie, I didn't use a casting director because I really basically cast it out of my relationships, people that I knew. Or people that, were submitted to me through people that I knew.
When directing, was there anything you had to put aside, I guess, maybe acting-wise, or maybe a scene could have been tweaked a little better in order to get the shot done, make the day and move on to a different setup?
Well, this is, this is the indie movie world. You have to make your days. And, at the beginning, we weren't making our days because, you have to find that rhythm with everyone, with the crew and everything. So, of course, it was a little stressful. But in a way, I analyzed it. And I thought to myself, sometimes when you have a lot of money, you don't have that urgency that you have when you have no money. And you're trying to make it happen. And there's something about, you just have to get it done. Uh-huh. Gives you certain energy that you can't duplicate when you have a lot of it.
Did you have a rehearsal process on for the film?
Yeah, I did. It's interesting if you look at some of the interviews of the actors, you know, Garrett Baxter, for instance, said she made me rehearse a lot. I did make him rehearse. I probably made my actors rehearse more. I mean, you know, I like to rehearse. There's no question about that. I like to rehearse. I didn't rehearse as much as I wanted to rehearse, but I rehearsed for some days. And, it was probably like a week.
What is your advice to actors?
Well, my advice to actors is certainly to keep working on owning, you know, an excellent craft so that you're so excellent that people can't say no to you. People can't pass you up because you're so good. Because every time you walk into a room and you throw your hat on the ring for a project and you pick a side, you bring something to it that's completely unique and completely of you and completely authentic. And it takes practice. So you have to go to the emotional gym. You have to go to the gym of writing, of good writing. And you have to find really good writers to work on because that's what's going to take your game to the next level. That's how you'll raise the bar for yourself, by working on great material all the time. And all the time. I mean, because it's tiring when you take a step forward and then you watch yourself take a step back and another step forward, and just try not to take step back. Try to constantly take steps that are forward and work really hard. Keep working really hard and then, you know, forge relationships, you know, make friends that are writers and directors, cultivate, develop relationships so you can work with a community of people that you respect and want to work with. And thirdly, you know, make your own. You know, either option a story, you know, a script that you think is, you know, has a lot of merit to it, or create something of your own, write something. You know, make something happen. Don't sit and wait for it.
Thanks, Michelle, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks again for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.